The International Olympic Committee has decided not to give Russian athletes a blanket ban from the Rio Games following a doping scandal. Now, Bach noted the Russian, there's supposed to be a soundbite there, pardon, Bach noted the Russian athletes need to pass extra doping tests laid down by the IOC in order to be able to compete in the games. The controversy began after World Anti-Doping Agency called for a blanket ban on all Russian athletes after Moscow was accused of state-sponsoring doping during the 2014 Winter Olympic in Sochi. Russian officials have welcomed the IOC decision, expressing optimism that Russian athletes will meet the criteria.
The Olympics are concerned. These criteria are, of course, very tough. But this is a particular challenge for our team, and I can say I'm absolutely sure that the... As far as the criteria for the selection of the Russian national team on the eve of the Olympics are concerned, these criteria are, of course, very tough. But this is a particular challenge for our team, and I can say I'm absolutely sure that the majority of the Russian national team will fulfill these criteria.
Russia's Olympic convoy for the Rio Games consists of 387 competitors. Country's track and field teams already been barred from the event after the International Association of Athletics Federations, ruled that they were involved in widespread doping. And that decision was upheld by the Court of Arbitration for Sport on Thursday. Rio Games are set to kick off on August 5th. And now out of Portland, we're joined by Mr. Paul J. Green, sports lawyer. Now, Mr. Green, via phone, that is. Mr. Green, thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Many are hailing this decision by the IOC that an unjust collective punishment should not be imposed on all Russian athletes. Now, do you feel that the IOC was correct or erred in this decision?
Well, what I've seen today on traffic on Twitter and otherwise has not been hailing the decision. I've seen it been getting panned from all sides, actually. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency and others in that world have not been happy with the decision because the IOC didn't do a blanket ban. And then the IOC created this patchwork now where athletes from Russia who actually have passed doping bans are banned. Only athletes who've never tested positive before are potentially eligible. But then you've got full federations where the athletes are going to not be able to compete. It's kind of a mess. And there was a decision from 2011 that said that the IOC cannot pass a rule that's more restrictive than the World Anti-Doping Code and, in effect, give them a second punishment. And you could certainly make the argument that if you're a Russian athlete who served their ban under the code and now you're being prevented from competing in the Olympics, that violates that CAS decision.
I'm glad you touched on that somewhat abrasive element of the condition for this. Now, as it excludes athletes who have any history of doping, you mentioned, regardless of how long ago it was or whether they've served their punishment. Now, does this not seem like double jeopardy or getting punished a second time for the same offense? Your take?
I think it absolutely is, and I think that will be overturned. I think that piece is completely impermissible under the U.S. OC versus IOC case and the WADA versus British Olympic Association decision. They were both in 2011 that said, basically, it's a tantamount to a second punishment, and you can't do exactly what they're trying to do right now. So the IOC knows what that decision said, and this is probably as much political as anything else. And they probably know that that decision will likely be overturned by CAS. But a lot of these things are being done to try to give them political cover.
Well, and with conditions this critical, if they're not overturned, I mean, when they're this critical and this tough to get over, I mean, chances are there's going to be a really small showing of Russian athletes under these guidelines.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's almost impossible for some of them to maintain. Certainly, all the track and field athletes, except two, are not going to be able to compete. So, Isinbayeva, who's one of the biggest athletes from Russia and would have been a gold medal favorite in the pole vault, why is she not going to be allowed to compete? When another clean athlete in fencing is, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
Thank you, Mr. Paul Green, for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. That was Mr. Paul J. Green, a sports lawyer, joining us out of Portland, Oregon in the States.